Welcome to your daily devotional. June 19th. Seeking security for others. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 1. My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you? Ruth was a Moabitess who had married into an Israelite family. The extended family had settled in Moab for a decade on account of the famine in those days, during which time Ruth's husband and her father-in-law both died. After this, Ruth accompanied her mother-in-law Naomi back to the land of Israel, to Bethlehem. Ruth also vowed to serve the true and living God of Israel. In doing so, Ruth secured for herself the eternal security of her soul. Naomi also encouraged Ruth to stay in the house of Boaz, a relative of the family, and marry him rather than any of the other men. For Boaz was honorable and kind and faithful. It is this marriage that Naomi sought for Ruth that would bring about security for Ruth in this life. And she gained a husband, a good life, and a lineage, even being grafted into the ancestral line through which King David and King Jesus would come. Consider the selfless behavior of Naomi toward her daughter-in-law. Though Ruth was a Moabite, Naomi held no prejudice against her. Though she was a woman of great sorrow, she was able to come out of herself enough to do Ruth as many good turns as possible. Naomi ended up with the great blessing of raising baby Obed on her knees. Are you willing to sacrifice that someone else may receive a blessing, like Naomi and John the Baptist, and, he did it perfectly, Jesus Christ? Are you willing to forgo a blessing that you may have had in order to see another receive it and partake in their joy? Let us be found seeking the well-being of others, not only physically, but spiritually. We can do this by bringing our family, friends, and neighbors to the Lord in prayer and to God-honoring places like the local Bible-believing church. May we have a heart like Naomi that is more concerned with others than with self, which speaks this way. Shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?